From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Maria Shriver says she and her family take comfort in knowing their father is in heaven with God and with their mother. She spoke during today's funeral mass for Sergeant Shriver, who started the Peace Corps.
And while I'll miss him tremendously, he'll never be far from me because I can still see him. I can feel him. I can experience everything about him, his brilliance, his energy, his empathy, his charisma, and his love and his kindness in each of my four brothers.
Shriver died on Tuesday at the age of 95. He'll be buried later today in the same Massachusetts cemetery as his wife, Eunice, the sister of John F. Kennedy. President Obama says the best prescription for job growth is freer trade.
Here's the truth about today's economy. If we're serious about fighting for American jobs and American businesses, one of the most important things we can do is open up more markets to American goods around the world.
In his weekly address, Obama said gaining access to foreign markets was the reason he met this week with China's president. He says they reached deals that will support 235,000 American jobs. Republican Senator John Barrasso, speaking in his party's weekly address, says it is crucial that the health care law be overturned.
Our job won't be done until we repeal and replace this bad law.
This week, the House voted to repeal the health care overhaul, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he will not schedule a vote in the Senate. Unacceptable. That's what the United Nations says about an order for armed forces loyal to Ivory Coast disputed incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo to stop and search UN peacekeeping vehicles. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the UN says the order violates the status of their mission in Ivory Coast.
The stop and search measure announced on state television by the Ivorian military spokesman is linked to allegations by Laurent Gbagbo's camp that UN troops are helping former rebels who control the north of the country. The new forces, a political and military coalition, support Gbagbo's presidential rival, Alassane Ouattara. UN headquarters and local UN officials in Ivory Coast reject the order to search their vehicles, saying international law gives the UN freedom of movement. The Ivorian military spokesman says the UN peacekeepers have joined forces with the rebels and are preparing to attack innocent civilians. Gbagbo has ordered the peacekeeping mission out of Ivory Coast, accusing it of bias. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The flooding in Australia could be a problem for up to 10 more days. Record rains have been plaguing residents there for more than a month. At least 30 people have died. More than 30,000 homes have been damaged. One official says they expect an enormous inland body of water to surge across the south in the next week. This is NPR News. A former Chicago police commander has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for torturing suspects. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr reports.
John Burge is accused of leading a group of police officers who tortured false confessions out of more than 100 African-American suspects in the 1970s and 80s. He was never charged with torture itself, but last summer he was convicted of lying about the torture in court papers. Patrick Fitzgerald is the U.S. attorney for Northern Illinois.
It's important that justice was accomplished and that the truth was established in the courtroom by the trial and the conviction, and it was established that awful things happened that shouldn't have happened, and it was established that Mr. Burge committed perjury, and he receives a very serious sentence.
Federal sentencing guidelines called for 2 years, but Judge Joan Lefkoe doubled that, saying many in Chicago's black community wrote her to say that would be a slap on the wrist. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebohr in Chicago.
Doctors in Houston say they plan to keep Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords busy as she recovers from her bullet wound to the brain. She arrived at the rehabilitation hospital yesterday after what was described as a flawless trip from Arizona. The chief medical officer at the facility says she has great rehabilitation potential. She's currently in the intensive care unit because she still has a drain to remove fluid buildup in the brain. Doctors are conducting tests to determine the extent of her injuries, as well as her abilities to move and communicate. Officials in San Antonio, Texas, say an elementary school teacher is on leave after being accused of putting tape over a first grader's mouth. A district official says the teacher was put on administrative leave after parents called the school to report the incident. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News. Support